News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're going to talk about housing now. Michael O'Flynn, a well-known developer, joins us on the line. And we're talking about this, I suppose, because look, it's such a big issue. But yesterday as well, we had figures released from the department and Owen Murphy was standing over them. These are wonderful figures. We're on target to deliver social housing for 2018. Of course, when you actually dig into the figures, it all seems a little hollow. If you accept that affordability isn't the cause of the problem at the moment, rather it's a symptom, and instead supply is the cause, and the figures are not as rosy. Because Owen Murphy, when he talks about being on target for deliverance, he's not talking about building, he's talking about HAP and rent allowance and other things like that. In terms of actually increasing the supply, dealing with the cause of the problem, they say they're on about 48% of their target, a degrade, just over 2,300 homes being built. But actually, you dig into that a little further, take out voids, it's down to about 1,700. Then you look at that 1,700, actually private developers and housing agencies build nearly 1,000 of them, which leaves the state through local authorities building a little over 800 homes in an entire year. So this is the figures that Owen Murphy was so happy about yesterday. 800 houses through local authorities in a year. It is unbelievably meagre. It is no surprise to anyone, if you look at those figures, why we have the crisis that we have. As I said, developer Michael O'Flynn joins us now on the line. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme. Look, I know we've spoken to you here on the show before, and you accept that the cause of the problem is supply, and these figures as well are kind of stark reading when you actually bore down into them a little bit. I'm going to ask you kind of the broad and obvious question to start. What do we do? What can the government do to increase supply, both in the social housing side and also just in the private market?
Well, I think first of all, we need to acknowledge that there is a huge problem here with supply, and supply won't fix itself. Obviously, the social housing has increased somewhat, but nothing like what's needed. And if you look into the social housing report that you referred to, a lot of the schemes are very small. The average size schemes are around 15 units. So you're never going to get any numbers of scale when you're talking about so many schemes. And 64% of them, I think I calculated, are less than 10 units.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at them here. Cavan, 4 houses. Galway, three houses, Galway County Council, local authority, new bills.
You're talking about a lot of small schemes spread throughout the entire country, and, you know, hence it's not delivering what was anticipated or hoped for, but it is an increase. It is going in the right direction. But my problem about housing is that it's not just social and private. There's a whole area in between called, you know, which is affordable.
Yes.
And you mentioned the HAP scheme there. I mean, the amount of people who can't buy a house at this time is incredible. We're consigning people to the rental market long term here in this country. And I mean, houses are too expensive. We're not looking at the fundamentals of why they're so expensive.
What are the fundamentals then, very briefly, and what can we do to change them?
Well, very briefly, land is too expensive. We haven't enough land in this country in the right places that allows us to build houses that are viable. Because if we haven't got viability, we can't supply. And if we don't have enough schemes that are viable, you won't have affordable houses for people to purchase.
Well, we can't create more land. So do we make it? Does the government intervene to make that land cheaper, or just make it cheaper elsewhere?
I'm tired of people saying, "Oh, we've enough land zoned in this country." We haven't, because if we had enough land that's zoned available, in other words, an owner or a farmer will sell, and that's capable of infrastructure, you wouldn't have the silly prices that have been paid for land over the last 12 months or 2 years, despite the fact where we've come from. So that's a big issue. I've suggested a strategic land reserve structure where land gets deemed zoned if one brings forward a package that includes a lot of affordable as well as social. Remember, the more private housing you get, the more social housing you get because of the 10% Part 5 rule.
Yeah.
But in addition to land, the taxes in this country remain. You're taxing people out of home ownership. Like, in your VAT at 13.5%. Nobody wants to talk about it. In the UK and North of Ireland, VAT is zero. You know, That's a big issue. You ask me what are the issues. Land, taxes. And the other one is the one that people definitely don't want to talk about is the central bank macroprudential rules. I mean, the multiplier there simply does not work. It's telling you people, young people, you stay renting because we won't give you a mortgage. At 3.5 times salary, it should be 4.5, like it is in the UK and in other countries. Now, the central bank has become the minder of house prices, when really it is a structure that should look after the banks.
Can I ask you, Michael, before the housing market does
what it needs to do.
We're just out of time, but can I just ask you, you mentioned that Part 5 and the 10% target for social housing and any private development, but you say there's this in between. Should there be targets for developers like you for, say, 10% social housing, 20% affordable, and then do what you want with the rest of the 70%?
I think there has to be affordable housing. It can come out of the existing purchased land, but it can come out of the new categorization of land.
Okay.
And in the past you had shared ownership. Why not have shared ownership? Why not help, rather than have these HAP schemes, which is money down the drain for want of a better description, why not have shared ownership? Why not let people on and let them own 80% or 85% of the house and help them to get on the housing ladder? And as their situations improve, they can then, you know, own more of the house.
All right.
But at this moment in time, we do not have a structure for affordable purchasers in this country on private lands.
All right.
That makes no sense, Ciarán.
On that note, developer Michael O'Flynn, thanks a million for speaking to us.